95 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI, 989 Monroe, West Monroe, K255BT, 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you for truly. This is the day that you have made. And yes, oh Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Spirit of the living God, thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to fill us with more wisdom, more knowledge, and more revelation of your word. Even as we increase, God, more that you will increase within us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn it to the book of Psalm, the 66th division, verse 10. Psalm 66 and 10. I will be reading from the King James Version. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. New International Version. For you, God, tested us. You will find us like silver. May the Lord ever silver. Today's topic is spoken faith. Spoken faith. Before you see the promises of God fulfilled in our lives, there will always be tests. Before you go into your promised land, there will be giants and fortified cities, things that look impossible. One way your faith is released is through what you're saying in times of testing. You can either speak positive or you can speak negative during your times of testing. Your mind will tell you all the reasons it's not going to happen or why this happened to you. And the temptation is to start speaking negatively and not positively. I want to give you some insights of this scripture, Psalm 66 and 10. Testing. God tests his people to refine them and prepare them for their purpose, for their benefit, and he will never test them beyond what they can't handle. Here are some reasons why God tests people. He tests us to strengthen and purify us. God uses tests to strengthen and purify the hearts of the people, of his people, to reveal sin. God uses trial and sicknesses to get people's attention and reveal sin. He also helps people recognize their need for salvation. God tests people to help them recognize their failure and their need to come to Christ. He also sees if people will remain loyal to him despite of what they go through. God tests his people to see if they will come and say, Lord, help me face this problem, help me face this situation. Also to develop people into the likeness of Christ. God puts people in situations that develop them into the likeness and the characteristics of Christ. Now let's talk about refining. The psalmist uses the Hebrew word tesarph, T-S-A-R-A-P-H. And this refers to the process of melting precious metals to remove impurities. You see, the silversmith uses fire to purge the dross from the metal. And God uses the Holy Spirit to remove sin from his people. God refines every Christian to remove their impurities and make them more like Christ. The refinement is both a natural and powerful part of being a Christian, and so many challenges to each one of you is this: to stop resisting the refinement of God in your life, but rather embrace it. I challenge you to stop resisting it, relax, and start embracing it. And I want to point out some reasons why God refines his people for spiritual maturity. The refining process is a time of growing more deeply and being rooted in God and strengthening our spiritual character. Number two is removing the hindrances. God delivers people from things that hold them back, allowing them to bear fruit. Next is bringing good out of a bad situation. God uses difficult times to mold people more closely to his image and teach them to be unshakable. Making people holy. Refinement is a necessary part of becoming righteous. See, you got to let God do what he needs to do in you and through you. God also wants to remove the hurt and the sin. God wants to remove those layers of hurt that need healing and sin that needs forgiving. Creating space for new things, because God calls people to let go of old things to make space for new things. So let's talk about the dross, which is spelled D-R-O-S-S. In the Bible, the dross symbolizes impurity, and it is often used as a metaphor for spiritual contaminants. In the Bible, spiritual contaminants are evil thoughts, actions, and desires that come from within the human heart. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, and slander. The Bible teaches that humans are born unclean and sinful, that all of us have been polluted by sin. The Bible also says that the first act of disobedience in the garden has affected the entire human race. Adultery, greed, hate, and cheating come from a person's heart also. So do desires that are not pure, wanting what belongs to somebody else, covetousness. And so do telling lies about others and being proud and being foolish. All these evil things come from inside a person, making them unclean. So what are the three spiritual enemies? For hundreds of years, disciples of Jesus have spoken of the three enemies of the soul, and they are the world, the flesh, and Satan. 2 Corinthians 6:11, 2 Corinthians 7:16 states to purify yourself from contamination, and also to purify yourself from everything that contaminates your body and spirit means to separate yourself from ungodly, immoral, and reputation-ruining activities. Some ways to deal with spiritual contamination include discipleship and fellowship with God. So let's talk about the trials. God's trials can lead to positive results, or it can lead to negative results. It is up to you. For example, 1 Peter 1:6-7 says that faith is of greater worth than gold, and that people suffer grief in all kinds of trials. People of God, trials makes us strong. God's grace is sufficient for people, and his power is made perfect in their weakness. You see, that gives life to the doubts and limits what God will do. Don't let that happen to you. When you don't understand something, just don't give up. Speak what God says in his word about you. Let your words of faith override the doubts. Let your words of faith override your uncertainties. Speak faith when every doubt is telling you it's never going to work out. When doubt tells you, I don't have what it takes. You can talk about how bad it's been. Or you can say, Father, thank you that you have beauty for these ashes. What was meant for harm, Father, you're turning it to my advantage. I'm excited about my future. God, I see what you see. Speak to yourself. Speak faith. It's time to speak faith and annihilate doubt from your vocabulary, from your memory. Tell God, God, I see what you see. Now I got it now. I see that you are turning everything that I'm going through to my advantage. And I'm excited about my future. And I'm settling down. I have settled down so you can speak to me now. Because when you are in an uproar trying to figure out what God is doing, you're going to miss it. Because you're not focused on what God wants you to do. You are in your flesh. You're not in the spirit. That's what causes God to go to work. When you totally trust him, when you totally depend on him, when you know without a shadow of a doubt, what come what may, it's going to work out for my good. That's when you will defeat your giants. You will defeat the naysayers. You will defeat the vision killers. You will beat that illness. And the right people will suddenly show up in your life. Your destiny helpers will arrive to help you along the way. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that our faith and trust are anchored in you, and your power is at work in our lives. Father God, thank you that we don't have to be moved by the tests and troubles we face because we are fully persuaded that you will do what you promise. We declare that hope is in you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I have an announcement. On October the 24th through the 26th, we will be having a tent revival titled God Never Fails. And it will be held on the grounds of 1775 Elliott Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. It starts promptly at 6 p.m. It's Thursday through Saturday. The speakers are Prophet Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, Pastor Patrika Watkins of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Ministries, Pastor Geneva Roberson of Worldwide Open Door Fellowship Ministries of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This tent revival is hosted by Trinity Baptist Church. The pastor is Elvira Reveal. Come